yet they openly declare their desire to obliterate religion. In their own minds, their intentions are noble. They want to save the human race from the social injustice and oppression that religion allegedly inflicts on humanity. Religion must die in order for mankind to live, proclaimed left-wing commentator and comedian Bill Maher in Religious, the most watched documentary feature of 2008. Both title and script were transparent attempts to stigmatize religious people as dangerous morons whose views could not be taken seriously. Throughout the film, Maher travels to Jerusalem, the Vatican, and Salt Lake City, as well as other centers of religion, interviewing believers and making them appear foolish. How did he gain interviews with his victims? He lied to them, saying he was making a film called A Spiritual Journey. According to Maher, the irony of religion is that because of its power to divert man to destructive courses, the world could actually come to an end. He predicts the destruction of the human race as a result of religion-inspired nuclear terrorism. Hence, the need for religion to die if mankind is to live. Maher's views accurately reflect the attitudes of a movement called the New Atheism, whose leaders are prominent scientists and best-selling authors, far superior in intellect to Maher, but equally contemptuous of religion and religious believers. Like Maher's film, the New Atheism movement seeks to discredit all religious belief by caricaturing its adherents as simpletons and worse. The stated goal of the New Atheism is to delegitimize and extinguish the religious point of view. Maher's suggestion that religion, and evidently religion alone, threatens the existence of the human race is simply malicious. Both he and the New Atheists are blind to all the positive influences religion has had on human behavior, and they ignore all the atheist-inspired genocides of the last 250 years. In the 20th century alone,